I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump announced Thursday that his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been called off for now.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi criticized Trump's decision.
Here you had a thug, a person who killed all his own family members, a person who runs a police state, being legitimized by the President of the United States. They were on a par with each other. He got global recognition and regard.
Trump said he hoped to meet Kim one day and also thanked him for releasing three American prisoners. Meanwhile, North Korea Thursday shut down its nuclear test site to demonstrate its commitment to denuclearization. This was prior to Trump's announcement that the summit had been canceled. While the closure of the nuclear test complex is a significant symbolic gesture, analysts are skeptical it will seriously inhibit the Kim Jong-un government's ability to carry out further nuclear tests in the future. An international team of investigators says it has identified the Russian military brigade responsible for launching a missile that brought down a Malaysia Airlines passenger plane over Ukraine in 2014. The joint investigation team concluded that flight MH17 was hit by a missile launched by a unit of Russia's 53rd Anti-Aircraft Brigade. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied any involvement in the downing of that airliner. The missile fired from a mobile launcher struck the Boeing 777 on July 17, 2014, over an area of Ukraine controlled by pro-Russian separatists. The airliner was flying from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. This is VOA News. Senior U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officials are set to give separate briefings to two